The voice of Sky Sport, as I said, someone texting in as well. He'll love this as well. Very much enjoying the alternative commentary. Miles joins us. I think he's somewhere down in Wellington, got himself down there. Miles, a very good afternoon to you. Let us move this forward, shall we? Given you were in the contest last night, and I say the British and Irish Lions were in the contest. You scored that incredible try, which reminded me of the French back in 94. You still lost by 15. Does it worry you, Miles, for the rest of the tour, i.e. what happened in 05, a sweep?
From a Lions point of view, Vijay, it does worry because, once again, we've seen, as you say, the All Blacks get a chance, they take it. And the Lions, and we've said it all the way through the tour, and they've been moving towards taking their chances, and you mentioned quite rightly that wonderful try. That is really the ultimate example of taking an opportunity. But there were moments that, and points that the Lions will have, no, they've left out there on this one, and that will be very, very frustrating, and that maybe is not a strong enough word. But going forward, I just don't think you can avoid against New Zealand that type of passage of play that the Lions, if you like, get sucked into, not for the full 80 minutes, but you're right, the Lions do have to try and grab the tempo and set it at a pace that they are more comfortable with. And I think that is the key if the Lions are going to come back into this series. I don't want to see them stop playing rugby, no. I want to seize the chances when they come along, obviously. But equally, there are assets to the Lions game that we've also seen on this tour that we didn't fully see in the first test that need to come out in test two and three if they're going to have any chance.
Because the thing about it, Miles, and I'm not sounding like a cocky, arrogant All Blacks supporter, I'm not at all, but the thing about the All Blacks is we tend to see year in, year out, is they get better with each test match. So they had the hit out against Samoa, which was very much like a training run, let's be honest about that. Now they play that game and they lost Ben Smith to concussion, they lost Ryan Crotty to a hamstring injury. You imagine the All Blacks will get better next week.
I think they will be, Tim. I think that is the other very worrying aspect for the Lions. They have to be realistic about this. Yes, the All Blacks will get better. And what really impressed me last night, so many things impress you about All Black play, but if I had to boil it down, it's the fact that someone like Kieran Reid looked like he hadn't missed a beat, he hadn't been out of the game. That was a monumental effort to go for, what was it, 77, 78 minutes. He fully deserved that standing ovation. It was, at that level, was a magnificent, truly memorable performance. We should never forget that Kieran Reid performance on that night, sort of almost getting alongside Carter in Wellington in 05 in a different sort of way. So that marks New Zealand out and their stars out, that particular performance from Reid. But also, the other one that I would draw to your attention, I'm sure you don't need me to, but underline is probably the best way of putting it, Beauden Barrett, all singing, all dancing fly half. We've seen him in action and we've marvelled at what he can do. He's forced to move into another position, fullback, and he suddenly becomes Ben Smith. He calms himself down. You know what I mean? He reins himself in. He plays the appropriate fullback role. He just flicked a switch, and that was so impressive as well. So those kind of things are happening in Test Match 1. If the All Blacks get better and better, then more of that kind of incident will happen that the Lions have to cope with. So yeah, the reality of the situation, this is a really tough spot now the Lions find themselves in. But I'm not about, from a Lions perspective, to chuck the towel in, because there were moments in that first test that the Lions can look back on and say, look, had it gone our way, had we done that thing, it could have been, should have been, so much closer than it was on the scoreboard at the end of the match.
Yeah, really interesting you say that, because the way I felt at games, I always feel, Miles, when I'm watching on television, I get a completely different feel of a game because I've got the commentary, as opposed to when you're live at a match and you're missing a lot of moments. It felt to me, when the All Blacks were up by 22 with 3 or 4 to go and the Lions scored that late try, it didn't feel like a 22-point ball game.
No, it never did. It never did. And if you think about it, the Lions score early on in that first minute. And I know it's an if, and they didn't score because of the scramble defence from New Zealand. So the Lions have to accept that they're not scoring in these moments on tour, not just because they're not themselves taking the chance, they are being stopped from scoring by the opposition. And it wasn't on the scoreboard for a reason, because of the defence. Israel Dagg in that particular instance, but we can think of others during the match. But I'll go back to that word, and it's the biggest word in sport, as we know, if. If they do score at that point, then there's a very, very different start to the match, as there would have been to the second half, had they seized the momentum as they had the opportunity to, when Jonathan Davis put in that wonderful run up the touchline. again, really, the Lions know they should have scored. And they score at that moment, and the whole atmosphere in the ground changes. The Lions supporters really start to believe. And more importantly, the team start to believe. And we talk about momentum in sport, but it's not just a cliche. It's a truism. It really does happen out there in front of your eyes. And players talk about it all the time. And had the Lions seized momentum at that point, then, yeah, it could have been different. But it still remains an if, because in the end, it was a comprehensive victory. And the scoreboard sort of doesn't lie in situations like that. And I always felt with the All Blacks, it was such a sensible conclusion to the game from them. They can play that final quarter and do repeatedly. It's one of their major assets as an All Black side to show to the opposition that nobody in world rugby finishes stronger. But it was such a clever, such a cute finish. They didn't open up too much. They did not allow the Lions back into the game. They played such a clever game plan towards the end. And again, that has to be a worry for the Lions, because they are taking on the best in the world, and we saw it last night.
Look, I was talking to a lot of Lions fans, and I want to get onto them in a sec, Miles, who I thought were just spectacular last night. They lit up Eden Park, who were saying to me post-match, and this is a concern they've got, where do you guys find your tries? We know that the All Blacks, on average, are going to score 23, 24, 25 points per match, Miles. Where are you going to find your tries?
Well, they sort of found a couple last night and left a couple out there, didn't they?
So, yeah.
I don't think they are a million miles away from that, Vici. Also, when are they going to stop the tries? And that Lions defence has been so good in the build-up to this Test series, they'll be, again, much more than frustrated that they allowed those tries to be scored in the way that they did. They switched off for that penalty in the first half. And again, credit to the All Blacks. They were absolutely brutal and clinical and all of those things. And what a pickup from Cody Taylor, by the way. So, again, it's a moment in the game which you can look at it either way. The attacking side give them full credit, but from a defensive point of view, they will be disappointed to have switched off at that moment. And again, on the scrum, which surprisingly, from a Lions point of view, went backwards, I think that sort of shocked them. The penalty was about to be awarded, and they just weren't on their mettle at that point, and the overlap was created. Brilliant stuff again from Kieran Reid. Once more, we have two sides to the story here. The defence that will feel they should have kept the line safe, and the attacking side, you have to hand it to, produce a moment of skill, the Taylor pick-up, the Reid flick. And you can look at it both ways. And that's what makes it absolutely fascinating going into Test Match 2, because I think there is still hope for the Lions. I think there genuinely is hope. But the reality of the situation is they are not even leaving base camp, are they? They've still got the mountain to climb. They've still got to win these two tests. They've got to return to Eden Park and win, where the All Blacks haven't lost, as we know, for such a long period of time. It is stacked against them, but I'm going to go back to that parade. I'm not going to throw the towel in yet from the Lions' perspective, because I think there's still more to come. They will get better as well.
Does he stick with the same side? I guess we've got the Hurricanes, what are we, Tuesday night here, one of those sort of matches where does or can anyone play themselves into that second test, Miles?
I think once you're in a series, it starts to get very difficult to play on the Tuesday and then play on the Saturday. It's going to be a fascinating selection for the Hurricanes when we hear that team announced later today. But equally, Warren Gatland has stood by this statement that he made, and he absolutely went through with that statement, didn't he, saying that the door is always open, and Liam Williams and Elliot Daly proved that you can play on a Tuesday night and play very well on the following Saturday and get into your test match team, which is a message that Warren Gatland wants to pound out to the players to make sure that they know that the door is always open. I think it's harder to open that door now, in as much that we're in the series and there are going to be players that are going to be battered and bruised after this weekend. Certain players are going to have to be put in cotton wool. They will not want to see them turn out against the Hurricanes on Tuesday. But your question, will they make changes? Not too many. I think the majority of this side, nearly all of this side, should be back to say, look, you came reasonably close at times. Go and show you can do it, and do it having learnt on the back of your experience of that first test. But I also think he will need to tinker a little bit. There are areas that he might want to have a look at, and the one that springs to mind is second row. That might need freshening up, partly because there's so much talent that he could use in that particular department that I don't think you want to get to the end of the series not having used, if that makes sense. But not major surgery, that's not required. Because, as I say, there were moments last night when the Lions came very, very close, and had they scored, again, question mark, if had they scored at the top of that second half, it could have been a whole lot different.
Miles, the fans last night, I wanted to talk about them because we had a room of 1,500 people, the best room I've ever emceed, and they were just amazing at the ground. I think there were more red there, and it was, I mean, they made that atmosphere last night absolutely magic, and again, the way they handled themselves post-match. I took home in an Uber with me, Miles, last night, three British and Irish Lions fans. They were retirees. They didn't have a clue where they were going. Mate, they were just, they were brilliant, Miles. There was no angst. There was no aggro. Yep, they were disappointed. They're off to Wellington, and this for them is a tour of a lifetime.
Yeah, I thought it was a lovely atmosphere in the stadium, Vici. I really did. Look, it's rugby here. We shouldn't be surprised that two sets of supporters get on and create the social side of the game that we absolutely love. But we should always applaud it, and we should always take a step back and be very grateful for what we've got in our sport. And I think that extended to the two sets of players. I thought the moments after the game and the mutual respect and obvious disappointment from a Lions angle, but admiration was clear from the Lions players as they shook hands and embraced with the New Zealand players, because they all recognised they'd been in one heck of a test match, and we shouldn't lose sight of that this morning. I know there's a lot of disappointment back home with the Lions having gone 1-0 down, but they were part of a very, very good game of rugby, which for 55 minutes, nearly an hour, was very much in the balance. And we should all enjoy that and rejoice in the fact that we were there, to see it. And part of that was the atmosphere that was generated in the stand. Part of the memory will be, as you say, that unique atmosphere that the Lions supporters quite brilliantly supply every tour.
Mate, great chatting with you, Miles. Safe travels down to Wellington. We'll see you down there and then back in Auckland as well. Mate, I've got to be honest with you. I hope we see a challenge here. I hope we see your boys front up again. And I actually thought they played some good rugby last night. Lovely to chat with you, as always, Miles.
Richard, yeah, and that is the key point. There's not one New Zealander I've met that doesn't want a genuine test here, a series that we can remember, because that way the wins mean so much more. And it was a good test match. And we move on and we look forward to the second and third.